Sundown. The sun had gone down, and the two lay in the boat, dreaming of what? The other's cheekbone or thigh, his hand, her streaming face, his elbow, her weight dragging him down to her, the heavy earth, and night like a lilac singing. And the quiet of years, would they wed, would they wed? The bird cried as it fled over the blue, blue sea. Then it was morning. They dove into the sea, white waves reassuring. It was wind and sun, sound of silence, sound of the swelling world under waves. And they lay on the boat, feeling the beating of their bodies, their lungs rising and falling, sun on her back and salt in his hair, and wind between them, and waves moving like white tigers. She wondered, can we wait? How to make out of this silence a trembling closeness when he will speak, to bridge the hanging air, the sullenness, to creep within and stay here. But hills stood like steel, shining in vagueness of mist, and the sound of a gull quivered over the sea, and the death of lips, white chalked with fear, clutched her and swung her round on him. Was this the one? His hand trailed into the sea, and his eyes were dust. She crept away and swam to shore. Sand and yellow waves, high peaks like hands, and green, green trees.